This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is eager to become developed and self-reliant. Delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that at a time when the world is fearful of disruption, India is confidently moving in the direction of a bright future.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है, भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है। इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूँ, भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है। आज दुनिया इंडियन ग्रोथ मॉडल को मॉडल ऑफ होप मान रहा है।
Mr. Modi said in the year 2022, the European crisis affected global supply chains and energy markets, impacting the entire world, and despite this, India's economic growth continued strongly through 2022-23.
In sare sankaton ke beech, hamari economy ne high growth rate hasil karke dikhaya. Saal 2022 mein, European crisis ke karan, pure duniya ki supply chain aur energy market prabhavit hua. Iska asar puri duniya par pada. Iske bawajood bhi, 2022-23 mein, hamari economy ki growth tezi se hoti rahi. Saal 2023 mein, West Asia mein sthitiyan bigdi, tab bhi hamari growth rate tez rahi. Aur is saal bhi, jab duniya mein asthirta hai, tab bhi hamari growth rate 7% ke aaspaas.
In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna tomorrow to elect their leader. The meetings of BJP and JDU legislature parties will also be held tomorrow in the state capital. Each constituent party of the NDA will hold its legislature party meetings to elect its leader, after which a joint meeting of the NDA legislature party will take place. The swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet will be held on Thursday at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several senior NDA leaders and ministers, is expected to attend the oath ceremony. A meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the Rashtriya Janata Dal was held yesterday in Patna, where Tejaswi Prasad Yadav was elected leader of the RJD legislature party. Election Commission has ordered a special revision of electoral rolls in Assam with 1st of January 2026 as a qualifying date. In a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, the Commission said the date of publication of integrated draft electoral roll will be 27th of next month, while the period for filing claims and objections will be between 27th of December to 22nd of January 2026. The date of final publication of the electoral roll will be 10th of February 2026. The National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. It added that Wani is an active co-conspirator of the attack and worked closely with terrorist Uman Nabi to plan the terror carnage. India's total exports combining merchandise and services rose over 4.8% to $491.8 billion during April to October period of the current fiscal as compared to the same period in last fiscal. The UN Security Council last night approved a US plan for Gaza that authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in the devastated territory and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. In cricket, India A will take on Oman A in the final league stage encounter in the ACC Men's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2025 at West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. In shooting, Olympian Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. Gurpreet settled for silver after losing on inner tens to Ukraine's Pavlo Korostilov. And that is the end of this news bulletin.